Good morning and welcome to Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. We will begin with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, Lord, as we come here again, a new morning, a new day that is before us, Father, we ask that you would be with us this day. We ask that you would speak to our hearts through your word. Lord, we pray that you would encourage the heart of each listener, Father, as they listen to your word. We trust your word, Father. Your word says that it is tried. It is perfect. Your ways are perfect. And you are a buckler to all those that trust in you. And so, Father, we trust your word in this way. Lord, we just commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. For an inspiration from the word of God this morning, I would like to look at Psalms 18. We'll begin reading in verse 30. It says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. As we consider the Word of God, as we look at our lives, as we consider how at times we fail God, we fail to walk in His ways, but the Word tells us here that the Word of God is tried. His ways are perfect. And he is a buckler to all those that trust in him. And so, today as we go about our day, we can trust in God in that way. Because his word has been tried. You know, when people are experimenting on new things, they try them out. They have test trials, and they keep trying until they get it perfected. Whatever it may be that people are trying to invent, they don't just one day invent something and just put it out for everybody to buy. But they make sure that it's going to work. And we can look at the Word of God in that way. It is tried. It is tested. And it is true. We don't need to doubt it. And it'll stand. The Bible says that though heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle of the law will pass away. In Psalms 19, verse 7, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than an honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. So we see how the Word of God, what it can do for us. It says it is perfect, and it will convert the soul. It is sure. The testimonies of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right. The commandment of the Lord is pure. The fear of the Lord is clean. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. And so, as we consider the Word of God, it has been tried, it has been tested, and it has been proven to do these things that we just read here for the souls of men. And then in verse 11 he says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned. We are warned by the Word of God. And then he says, in keeping them there is great reward. So my encouragement for each of us today is that we can trust the Word of God. It is sure and steadfast. It will not move. It won't move for my sins. It won't move for your sins. It is going to stand sure. God is not going to change just for me, because I think I might be some special person or something. No, God's word is sure. It can only do what it says. And so we can trust the Word of God in that way. May the Lord Jesus bless your day as you consider the true and faithful Word of God.